Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is entitled Deep Listening. It is the appellation which describes the work of the contemporary American composer Pauline Oliveros, a musician whose personality and musical ideas have had a profound influence on American music of the 20th century. She has been called a musical Gertrude Stein because of her feminist principles and her exploration of a new language of sounds. She'll be sharing our program with Meredith Monk. Pauline Oliveros was born in Houston, Texas in 1939. Both her mother and grandmother were piano teachers, and she had her first piano lessons from her mother. At 13, Oliveros took up the accordion. And although she later taught herself the tuba and studied the French horn, the accordion has always remained the instrument through which she expresses herself. Oliveros attended the University of Houston as an undergraduate in music from 1949 to 1952, then moved to San Francisco and graduated from the San Francisco State College in 1957. She soon became interested in improvisation and formed an improvising group with Terry Riley and Lauren Rush in 1957. In 1961, she formed another improvisation group called Sonics with Morton Subotnick and Roman Sender. They established the Electronic Music Studio at San Francisco Conservatory, which later became the San Francisco Tape Center, and that center relocated to Mills College, and Oliveros became its director. She became Darius Mio Professor of Composition at Mills in 1966. From 1967 to 1981, she taught at the University of California at San Diego. During this period of her life, she became interested in various aspects of Asian culture, such as Tai Chi, Tibetan Buddhism, meditation, and karate. She began a body of work called Sonic Meditation. Sonic meditations are recipes for ways of listening and sounding, and are scores transmitted orally without conventional musical notation. Her interests turned to the field of consciousness and the study of attention. She met Dr. Lester Ingeber, theoretical physicist and martial artist, at a conference on consciousness at the University of California at San Diego. She recognized in his talk on attention elements that supported her work. He was trying to describe human attention as a theoretical physicist. Oliveros was trying to describe listening as a composer-musician. Here is what she says about that. Though our respective languages were vastly different, we managed, through listening to each other, to collaborate by sharing our discoveries for the next 10 years, as I created more and more sonic meditations, and Lester described attentional processes with complex mathematical calculations. Lester was a fifth Dan karate master as well. I studied with him for 8 years and achieved a black belt. My karate training with Lester was a key discipline which helped me to understand my own sonic meditations and the basics of listening. I resigned my professorship in 1981, moved to upstate New York, and founded my own nonprofit arts organization, Anchor for the Arts. Pauline Oliveros Foundation is intended to promote the creation of new works and collaborations. It is a platform to continue my deep listening work. Oliveros' collaborations have included choreographers Merce Cunningham, Deborah Hay, and several others, as well as playwrights, performance artists, and with Hem, radio operator Dave Olean for Echoes from the Moon, where sound was sent to the moon on a radio frequency wave. She has also acted in an advisory capacity for organizations such as the National Endowment for the Arts, the New York State Council for the Arts, and many private foundations. Oliveros has been vocal about representing the needs of individual artists, about the need for diversity and experimentation in the arts, and promoting cooperation and goodwill among people. We're going to listen to a 10.5-minute piece called Nike from the CD Deep Listening. It was created and improvised with two collaborators, Stuart Dempster and Paniotis. The instrumentation consists of conch shells, trombone, metal pieces, pipes, mouthpiece, and voice. Most importantly, it was recorded in a 2-million-gallon hole in the ground, an abandoned cistern in Washington State with a reverberation time of 45 seconds. Thus, the acoustic space is an influential, unifying presence to the collaborative efforts of the improvisers. Oliveros says, "Listening not only to one another, but to the transformative spatial modulations, is an essential process in the music. The cistern space, in effect, is an instrument played simultaneously by all three composers. Now, dear listeners, give this a try. There are no rhythmic or melodic patterns to hold on to, so relax and lose yourself in the sounds. For those of you who can't get into it, come back next week and we'll do piano concertos.